You're listening to SBS News.
Weeks-long fires in the Amazon have prompted widespread concern around the world. But environmental groups say Australia's forests are also at risk. Australian Conservation Foundation CEO Kelly O'Shaughnessy says Australia's record is very poor.
Australia is a world leader on habitat destruction. Our forests are getting a double knockout blow at the moment from climate change, a warming planet, but also because we're still clearing land at a great rate of knots.
A World Wildlife Fund report last year named Australia as one of the 11 global so-called deforestation hotspots, where 80% of the forest loss is projected to happen up to 2030. Eastern Australia was the only location in the developed world on that shortlist.
We have a huge deforestation problem, not just in rainforests, but throughout all of our forests are suffering deforestation because of the laws have been weakened by governments.
That's WWF Australian conservation scientist Martin Taylor. He says Australia and New South Wales are the worst culprits, with most tree clearing undertaken to create pasture for livestock. The Queensland government partly removed the state's ban on broad-scale clearing in 2013. The New South Wales government repealed its Native Vegetation Act in 2017. Dr. Taylor again.
We had a ban on broad-scale clearing in Queensland and New South Wales around about middle of last decade, 2005-2006. Those were subsequently partly abandoned in Queensland, and then in New South Wales has done the same thing and allowed most agricultural development to take place without a permit.
Native animals are also being affected. Tree clearing in New South Wales has caused koala numbers to decline by one-third over the past 20 years to an estimated 20,000 around the state, according to WWF. The Australian Conservation Foundation's Miss O'Shaughnessy says Australia needs to adopt smarter and more sustainable farming practices.
Ripping down the trees in our forests, and that is causing massive extinction crisis. Our incredible wildlife actually need a home to live in, and they need the last remaining forest that we have to remain intact.
Miss O'Shaughnessy says individuals can do several things to try and reverse the trend. They can make donations to charities opposing deforestation, talk to local businesses supporting unsustainable agriculture practices, and contact their local MP.
As individuals, we can all live more sustainably, but when we come together and demand bigger action from corporations and from governments, that's when we actually can get the type of large-scale change that's needed to protect the Amazon and the rainforests of Australia.
Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.